Hello, everyone. My name is Sandy Book, and I am the pastoral associate at St. Francis Xavier Parish. One of the areas of ministry I am a part of is the Adult Faith Enrichment Program. I'd like to share with you what we have prepared for you as a resource to enrich your spiritual life and well-being. During these difficult times, we know that our normal routines have been disrupted, and it can be challenging. All the more reason of the importance for us to keep our spiritual health and well-being nourished and healthy. With the support and encouragement of Father Carl, our pastor, we are committed to continue offering resources made available to you which enhance and enrich your prayer and faith life. In planning, we have also taken into consideration the importance of taking precaution and physical measures of safety protocol for all. We know that your days are full. Adjusting schedules, taking care of family, grandkids, friends, and we do not want to add any more to your already full plate. So with this in mind, we have redesigned our Adult Faith Enrichment Program to meet you right where you're at, whether that be safely in your home, on the comfort of your couch, or at your favorite quiet spot. We have prepared several styles of devotion, prayer, and study for you. For your convenience and safety, you will be able to access these adult faith enrichment prayers and exercises from the comfort of your home, any time of day, as often as you wish, by simply a click on your computer to our parish website. Our hope is that on offering these prayer opportunities in this new redesigned virtual format, it will be as convenient and safe for you as curbside pickup or home delivery. It is also our hope that we will be able to look forward, perhaps next spring, to again meet together, sharing our faith and prayer with one another in our group settings, as we have done in the past at the Marion Lake Retreat Center. The prayer and reflection options are located on the parish website under the link Adult Faith Enrichment. The platforms are Lectio Divina. It is the Latin term for divine reading. It is the practice of reading scripture and reflecting upon the text. Each week, the Sunday Gospel will be posted, along with several questions, which will help you to reflect upon the scripture. We also have posted on our website a suggested reading list of spiritual books. This list can be found by clicking on the Adult Faith Enrichment link. The publishing companies of these books is also included in the list, if you wish to acquire a copy, though you need not purchase any of these titles in order to participate in our scheduled online adult faith enrichment programs. Monthly spiritual exercises have been prepared for you as self-guided prayer and reflection. Popular titles and publications have been selected. The first book we've selected for September is called Why Worry by Jeff Dunn. Weekly exercises will be posted on the parish website, again under the link Adult Faith Enrichment, as your companion in prayer and with reflection. You can access these exercises at your convenience, again, any time of day or night, while you are having your morning coffee in the kitchen, or perhaps late at night after the kids and the family are all in bed asleep. Check our parish website under the link Adult Faith Enrichment Programs for updates and current postings. Periodically, we will post acts of kindness, which you can choose to share in ways that we can live out our faith. For example, calling a friend, check on a neighbor, share an act of kindness with someone. Another new addition to our family prayer has been Children's Liturgy of the Word. Since this past May, each week a posting of the Sunday Gospel, written in the children's language and translation for those children 3 to 5 years old, is posted in print as well as an audio recording, along with a prayer or an activity for which the children can participate. We do miss our old normal way of life. But as we know, God does not abandon his people. We each have to find our spiritual anchor in Christ. We hope the prayer options we offer you will help you to find peace and feed your spirit. Keep Christ close in your heart and stay well. May God bless you.